Hello, beautiful beings. Welcome to this channel transmission where we will be doing a clearing and an activation and an opening to your soul blueprint. Now, I'm joined today by each of your higher selves and your spirit team who has given me permission to do this work today. And now we just need a human yes on your end. So if you are open and willing and ready to receive this energy work session, this channeled energy work session that is going to be guided from your spirit team and from the collective intelligence that has brought us here together with this group of souls, knowing that there is something here for us. There's some magic here for us that we're meant to tap into, we're meant to do on a collective level that also is going to touch each one of us on a personal level. So if you are open, ready, and willing to receive this energy work, just say yes, clearly in your mind or out loud now. Beautiful, thank you. Now I'd like you to take a moment to get settled in. Now I've already called upon your spirit team as they are here in this space with us, but I'd like you to take a moment to connect personally to your team and to the guides that are here to support in carrying through the transmission today, as well as the energy work. So I will be offering this energy transmission through the feel that you will be receiving through this audio. I'll also be doing energy work on each of you. But you will also be receiving from your team, from the guides that are of the most important for you to be receiving at this time. So depending on what you are personally going through, what your current intention is, you can take a moment to bring that into your mind or into your heart. And just feel your spirit team now joining the space, joining the room, feeling their presence. Noticing who's here to support you today. Feeling their frequency. Feeling the light coming into the space. Now taking a moment to attune to yourself in this moment and what's alive for you, what's been alive for you today, the last few days, the last few weeks. Noticing what your mind, your body, your soul is needing most at this time, at this specific juncture within your soul's journey. Now the intention, the greater intention of this session is to clear what might be blocking your soul mission right now. And to support your soul blueprint to begin landing, initiate this beginning of a deeper landing wherever you happen to be now in your journey, and clearing whatever is in the way so that that can begin to happen. Now Now, throughout this energy work session, there will be times when I'm speaking and there will be times when I'm silent and I'm doing the energy work. And I will let you know what feels most relevant to share. Some things may apply to only some of you, whereas some might apply to the whole of you. But let yourself go on your own journey. Let yourself soften, receive, and allow whatever is meant to happen for you, trusting. This isn't your normal healing session with, you know, me, Summer, coming in to heal you. This is you actually surrendering to the higher intelligence and the orchestration of the divine. I'm allowing energy that wants to move through me and flow through me in the way that it wants to support you. So I'm opening up as the vessel and the channel, and you too are opening up as the vessel and the channel. You are here to just allow, to permission, and to receive and work with the divine within your own body and within your own life. So without further ado, let's get started. Now immediately, Spirit's bringing me to the heart space. For some of you, it might be grief that you're holding on to. For some of you, it's a deeper rupture of trust. But what Spirit's showing me about this deep-seated rupture, this initial imprint that you received that is causing you now in your life, consciously and unconsciously and subconsciously, to lack trust in life or lack trust in the divine and in the greater unfolding. So your spirit team is already starting to work in this space, work in this area. For some of you, emotions might need to be felt. Whether that's through allowing yourself to breathe, allowing yourself to release what you've been carrying, what you've been holding. It might feel like a deep sadness, and for some it could feel like a numbness, like a lack of aliveness, lack of joy, lack of spark. The lack of that soul fire that's ignited all the way through into your life, that's carrying you through in your mission and in your purpose in an undeniable way that just takes you over and envelops you. And instead, it's like a little ember trying to stay lit, trying to catch on into the fire. Yet there is this deeper cut or split. I'm even seeing for some of you like a hole, a void, a gap, or something that you went through created a rupture. And it might be with your parents. You know, this could be like a divorce, a broken trust within your family dynamic? Or you lost trust? You lost the ability to feel safe, to depend, to feel protected, feel unconditionally loved, feel safe? It created a little rupture that's grown over time into this void in the heart space. Whew. And on the deepest level where this is impacting you, is, like I said, the ability to trust light, trust the divine, to trust that you will be taken care of, that you can listen and put one foot in front of the other, even though you don't know where the path is leading or how it's going to end up. You can trust unequivocally. You are guided, you are safe, you are protected, you are loved. You are worthy, you are on your path. So for some of you, it's really highlighting the path that you are hesitating in walking. For others, I see that you are walking this path. And you are letting trust and faith guide you. Yet there's still a noise in the background. There's still that voice of doubt or fear that's allowing you to go all the way in. So it's varying degrees. Being joined by one of the Ascended Masters. You might be familiar with her. Her name is Mother Mary. And she is coming in to offer a healing transmission. And again, this isn't a I'm going to heal you transmission. This is a mirror to your own divinity, to your own unconditional love, your own compassion, forgiveness. And she's going to transmit this through her light body, joining you in the space now in your room or wherever you happen to be at this time. And through the palm of her hand, through the light hand that is going to be placed on your heart. If you are open to receiving, you say yes. As she makes energetic contact with the center of your chest, your heart chakra, she transmits this frequency, this remembrance of unconditional love, forgiveness, healing, awakening. And she's saying the process cannot be rushed. You might need to feel the rage. You might need to feel the anger. This is going to be unique and intimate for you. I think from Rumi is coming into my mind. I'm hearing it saying, Our task is not to seek for love, it's to seek for all of the barriers that we have within ourselves that we've built up against it. And right now, it's the barriers that are getting touched. Can you let those surface? Even if it's numbness or not feeling much, whatever it is, that's the exact thing that is arising for you in this moment. She wants you to visualize yourself floating in a river, surrounded by pink and red roses, floating down this river. You're effortlessly floating. You don't need to hold your head up. You can notice where you might be slightly gripping, where you're not fully relaxing, where you're not fully allowing, where you're not fully opening. And see if you can hold that with grace too, without shaming or wronging. And imagining this river carrying you. And you're learning how to trust the river. You're learning how to soften in the places that you hold tension, where you contract, where you secretly grip or clench your jaw. Or where you go into your mind and try to figure it out. And just come back to the sensation, the feeling of the water carrying you. And notice what comes up, allowing what comes up. Are you bracing for the water to bring you somewhere, like over the edge or the cliff? Are you bracing in fear that it's not taking you where you're meant to go? Do you feel like you need to control the stream? Hearing to allow what's coming up without trying to force yourself to relax into it. Now, some of you might feel the effortlessness of this flow. It might feel good to relax into this flow and to finally put it down, to recognize, I don't need to carry this anymore. I don't need to figure this out anymore. I get to actually just rest and trust and allow. Wherever you are on the spectrum of your experience, allowing it, and seeing if you can notice the presence of Mother Mary all around you. She's not in a physical location. She is now in the space. She's in the river. She's in the fragrance and the frequencies of the roses. She's in the wind. She's in the trees. See if you can zoom out into the third party perspective while you still float down this river. Getting that greater vantage point, that greater awareness, allowing yourself to expand bigger than your first person experience. To join this perspective of Mother Mary, or in other words, the Divine Mother, the Divine Feminine, that we might often miss is existing all around us, within us. And you're just giving yourself permission now to expand into this greater perspective, watching yourself from above. You might even notice as you float down the river, you're a different age than you are today. However you appear, looking from above, whether it be peaceful to fearful, annoyed or frustrated, numb, lacking feeling, from this greater perspective, notice what it evokes inside of your heart. Notice the compassion and notice the safety that she is right on her path. She is guided by a current that's much greater, much wiser. You can even notice where it might be taking her. It could come through in any way your soul desires to show you. It could be in the form of a beautiful castle, a natural scene, your favorite place in nature. It could be guiding you to a tangible, unique outcome that your soul has encoded within your divine plan and your DNA, who you're meant to become, who you're meant to embody. Now letting yourself transfer over to this destination, this place. Coming face to face with this version of you that's floating as this version of you arrives and you meet. Take her in for a moment. Notice that you're observing her from this greater vantage point. You can call it your higher self. You can call it embodied awareness. See if you can connect your hands, your palms with hers. Maybe she's small and young, or maybe she's your today age. Connect with her palm to palm. Feeling it activating something in your palms. The blueprint that lives inside of your hands. And feel this transferring, this activation of energy. As you're transferring your we're activating this awakened energy from your higher self, this remembrance, these codes. To this version of you now. And you see her become who she is meant to become. Like you're looking in the mirror and you're seeing your highest, most ultimate identity embodied in human form. Notice what she is wearing. Notice what she looks like. And more importantly, notice how she feels. She feeling confident? Is she feeling clear on who she is? Why she's on planet Earth? Let this version share with you what she wants you to know about your life, about who you are, and why you're here. Now, Spirit is showing me for some of you there is some interference over the third eye, some veils, some layers between your ability to receive, to access the clear knowing that you do have, that you already have. And so, if you are willing and ready to remove and clear some of the veils that you've been wearing over your third eye, whether they've been here to keep you safe, to keep you playing small so that you don't have to claim the responsibility of your true power, of your true purpose. For some of you, it feels like an identity. If I stay small or not knowing, it won't disrupt this identity that I've built around who I am in this life, that I've worn for so long, that I've convinced myself of that I am. Because if I stepped into knowing and clarity and confidence, it would contradict this small version of myself that I've been playing. It would contradict who I believed myself to be in this lifetime. And I'm also seeing some fears some of you hold around if I step into who I'm meant to become, will that mean disconnection with people in my life? Fear of growing out of your environment or of people. And Mother Mary is here to remind each and every one of us what we gain in return when we stop playing small and we start admitting to ourselves what we know deep down about who we are, and to allow that confidence, that clarity to stream through, and the faith that guides us, that gives us enough of trust to go all in with however that looks in this moment. And she's saying it's not even about what you're doing. This doesn't right now pertain to like doing one specific thing. This is more of a receiving, an opening and a receiving of who you really are and letting that flow through you. Because who you are, inside of who you are, is that confidence and that clarity, that unwavering truth that guides you with the knowing. We don't always need to know the outcome of something or even what we're doing, but there's a clarity and a certainty that allows us to go forward in our life. Not because we know how it's going to turn out, not because we know it's going to work, but because we have full faith, full trust, not just in ourselves, but in life, in the divine. And we can listen, we can trust, we can move, we can act, we can do from that place of faith. And it's the loudest thing. It's louder than all the other things, the doubts, the fears, the confusion, the blocks. And so this is a personal experience. This is a personal choice. Are you ready to release the veils? Are you ready to release these false perceptions that you've been wearing? Now, for some, this might be planting a seed of what can happen over the next few years. And for some, you are ready. You are fully ready. And Spirit is coming in now. I see different guides for different people, but I feel like this is a collective pattern. This is something that each of you is wearing in some way, shape, or form. And you can say yes, you're ready. You're open to receive. You're open to clear. Spirit is clearing these veils. This is a return home to your essence. This is a return home to your light. This is a return home to your beauty, your knowing. That's not dependent on anything outside of you. It's not knowing something's going to work out in a specific way. Trust is not, I trust this exact outcome is going to happen. That's not trust. Trust is, I trust I am okay no matter what happens. I am safe no matter what happens. I am guided no matter what happens. I am loved no matter what happens. Therefore, I trust myself to to go all in, to say yes to who I am. Breathe that in. And let go of the noises. Let go of the thoughts. This is not a moment where we need your logical or analytical mind. We need you to breathe and release. Let the energy do the work. Breathe and release. Spirit is showing me that you are going to just allow yourself to rise within your light body, almost as if you're letting go of your physical body and you're letting yourself drift up into a higher place, into a higher frequency, into a higher dimension. And you can go at your pace, whatever feels safe for you. If it doesn't feel safe to leave your body in this way, or you're not sure, that's okay. Just let yourself have the experience you're having and see if you can keep feeling the energy that you are receiving at this time. It's perfect. Some of you might feel as if you are lifting up and out into the stars, into the galaxies, and then beyond this physical dimension into the astral dimension, up into what we're going to call the fifth dimension. This is a field of unconditional love. The truth is, you're not actually going anywhere. The fifth dimension is beyond time and space, and it's your awareness that is just opening up more to experience more of its expansive nature, more unconditional love, more unity with the field, more light. You're going to keep rising up into the celestial field, the field of realms and dimensions and non-physical spiritual beings. And your light body, your energy body, is rising to this temple in the celestial realms. This is a temple that hones and harnesses your authentic frequency, like where you're from and what exists within your DNA, the different planets that you might be from, the different incarnations that you've had, the history that exists within you, and the frequencies of your authentic blueprint, your authentic thumbprint, a snowflake frequency, the codes. And you can notice that this temple is crystalline in nature. It's created through crystallized consciousness. It holds and houses the memory of your soul, the frequency of your soul, the multidimensionality of your soul. And you can step through the doorway, step through the portal, and enter this potent field and their soul family for waiting for you here. And you might recognize them, like as you know them in this life, or they might come through as different star beings or as their higher multidimensional form. I am feeling for quite a few of you having Sirian ties, Lyran ties. These are star seeds. I'm seeing Lyrans for a lot of you, actually. I feel like this might be something we all have in common here. It's very interesting, which is very connected to Sirius and the blue frequency, the blue energy, but it goes back, and the origin of the Sirian frequencies go back to the Lyrans. And I see a lot of you having the Lyran connection, which is like the cat or lion looking cat lion beings. And letting yourself be joined by that frequency, that feeling of your soul family, of your origin, your original design. And just feeling that, letting that awaken inside of yourself. Feel that activation on a cellular level that's way beneath and below concept. It's way beneath and below logic right now. We're not going to the English dictionary right now. We're not going to the English language. We are feeling, opening, activating, awakening your star seed DNA, your light body, the information that lives on an energetic and consciousness level in your body that will trickle into clarity or understanding or things later. This is just a body-based activation opening. And I'm seeing that your soul family has something to give you. It's going to be different for everybody. An example for one of you, I'm seeing like a gem, like a crystalline gem. Some of you like a box with something inside. So just take the gift that they're giving you. Could be a piece of jewelry, an adornment, but it holds a frequency and it holds this energy, this very strong, potent energy, this consciousness, this truth of who you are. And they're showing me that you can wear it, you can put it on, you can put it in your pocket, you can keep it with you. And this is like, it's interesting. It's something that doesn't necessarily exist, you know, in your physical life, but it's something that exists in your spiritual, like this is more real of who you are than the physical world, right? This is a temporary dream that we are living, that we're getting to experience being physical, but this is something that exists within the truth of who you are, that you own, that you hold. And it's something they're showing me that you can come back to, that you can meditate with. Like for some of you, it's even like you could ask questions and hold it and listen and receive answers. This is something personal that you get to work with in your meditations. You can receive healings from it because your authentic frequency can support in healing different areas of your body or different parts of your mind. So if you ever want to come back to the feeling that you might be feeling now, or if you ever want to return to your original design, your original frequency, and learn, ask questions, receive, you can go to a space, you can meditate, you can tap in. You can go to this temple You can go to this adornment or this crystal or this jewelry or this gift, and you can receive from it because it holds the energy of your frequency, of your truth, of who you are, of where you came from. It's like a piece of you that gives you access to everything you need and everything you'd want to know. So now, imagining yourself saying goodbye to your soul family or see you later. You're really not leaving them. You're always together. They're always with you. But we're going to leave the temple now. And I'd like you to imagine yourself coming out to within this field, within this space. There's like these cloud-like energies all around that you can lay back on. You can just find a nice, fluffy, white cloud. And when you lay back, it's like you're dissolving, becoming one with this cloud. And this cloud is traveling and bringing you through the atmosphere, through the galaxies, through the universe, through all the way down to the Earth's atmosphere, and landing you into your body, into your bed, or whatever surface you're lying on. You're feeling your physical body. And you can actually start to move around, move your hands, move your feet, move your legs. Feel your body. And then feel your grounding core, just making sure that you're really plugged in, connected, tracing this energetic cord from your tailbone down into the golden core of the earth and just feeling that connection. You can feel it move through your earth star chakra, just beneath the first layer of the earth, your own portal that connects you, plugs you into the earth, that connects to the golden core of the earth. You can feel your feet touching the physical ground, the surface that you're on, your body. And I would just say, give yourself some time to come back and to integrate this experience. I think a really beautiful way is to drink some water, because that allows for energy to move, to clear, to absorb. And then also do some journaling if that calls to you. Like, let yourself kind of get down into a tangible form. Some of the things you noticed or felt, some of your experience, something you want to remember. It just helps to bring something, because we went to a lot of different places and the whole entire experience was channeled. Like, I had no idea where we were going, and we were just guided the entire way, and I trust that. And so whatever stood out to you that felt like maybe a nugget you're meant to take with you, a really good way is just put that on a piece of paper, write it down, make it physical and tangible. It helps bring it into the third dimension. It helps to be like, all right, that just happened there, but it's not just this experience that I had out there in this other level of consciousness. It's like bringing it here, grounding it here, and being able to return to it and land it. And if there's open loops of like questions or things you want to return to, you can do so by the means that we laid out, which is that gift you were given and that tangible connection to your blueprint, to your authentic frequency, to your original design. And that's something they were telling me. It's like, you can meditate with. This is like something you spend time with now, if it calls to you, if it resonates. And they're also saying for some of you, like if there's any of you that maybe drifted off or didn't necessarily follow along, like that's okay. They're showing me that sometimes that needs to happen for the mental space to actually get out of the way because it might block it or something. So it's like, if you drifted off or fell asleep or your mind was wandering, this was able to work on a deeper level. And if you feel called, you can return to it another time and you actually might be able to follow along more because it worked in the subconscious. It was able to bypass those protective mechanisms of the mind. And now it can get in a deeper level and you can follow and like conceptually take it in. But wherever you are exactly where you are meant to be. And I would love to hear your experiences. If there's anything you want to share with, please, please, please share with me over email or text or voice note. I just would love to hear if there's any reflections of your experience that you want to share. Thank you for trusting me with your path, your journey. So it is.